Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere in the nation on that free Odyssey app. It is 409, 64 degrees on this Monday, April 14th, 2025. And it's always good to bring on my good friend, Mayor John David Longo of Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. Mayor, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Rob, thanks so much for having me back on. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
So just to give a little background, you were at both Butler PA rallies. You were at the one where President Trump, or then candidate Trump, was attempted assassination took place. And you were there when he went back to say, hey, you know, I'm not turning my back on the people of Western Pennsylvania. I'm not turning my back on America. I'm here. I'm going to stand strong and I'm going to be back. So you were there for that as well. Got to meet the president. It was a great event. And then we have what just happened in Harrisburg with our governor. And I know both you and I have already posted, you know, what kind of abhorrent act this was, regardless of the motive. Anybody taking this political violence out on any elected official is not to be tolerated. And then we have this issue in Wisconsin where you have this individual kill his parents to raise money to try to kill the president and overthrow the government. But there was something out your way that's kind of flown under the radar. And, I want you to highlight that because this is happening more and more based on this political rhetoric where people are – they're making excuses to act violently. I mean, we've had Rutgers University studies, polls that showed that – a large portion think it's okay to assassinate the president or okay to assassinate Elon Musk simply because they don't like them.
Yeah, well, Rob, let me just start by saying before I say anything else that I just want to reiterate and echo your sentiments and mine that we're glad that the governor and his family here in Pennsylvania were not harmed. And we, in every way imaginable, want to push back against any thought that it is okay or appropriate ever to use political violence as a means of getting your way in the political arena. So, again, just want to reiterate that. Now, on to Butler County. I'm the mayor of Slippery Rock here in Butler County, Pennsylvania. I did have the honor of opening up the president's rally on July 13th and spending time with him minutes before the maniac there shot down, rained down bullets on him and on the crowd, those of us who were nearest him. And I was also honored to be the master of ceremonies at his October 5th return to Butler County. So the fact that here in Butler County, again, in Butler Township, 4.8 miles away from the Butler Farm Show where the rallies took place, that a registered Democrat would be picked up, by the way, who was named Mr. Satan by himself on his own YouTube page for making threats against not just the president of the United States, but also so too against other U.S. officials and ICE agents, was bragging about stockpiling guns and ammunition so that he could do this violence, is just abhorrent to me. As somebody who has witnessed with their family, has witnessed and endured political violence and political assaults and intimidation, harassment, I am just so sad to see that it's come to this. And I wish that we had an answer for what the underlying reasons were for it, Rob. But time and again, I just keep coming to this idea that by and large, it's my opinion that folks on the left, especially in the media, have made it almost feel okay for a lot of folks to think that it's okay to act in this way. And again, we completely push back against that idea.
Yeah, a story, you know, after yours is this I can't even call her a journalist. This person that worked for the New York Times was fired, worked for the Washington Post was fired, and did an interview on CNN glorifying Luigi Mangione, the individual who hunted and assassinated a healthcare CEO, as a morally good man. That was the word she used. It's just the society in glorifying, as long as they can justify the target or who they believe the target should be, justifying actual violence. And we need to do what we can to get away from this. And we're just seeing it far too often. But this individual out by you, this Sean Monper, who otherwise went by the name as Mr. Satan, mainstream media really did not give this a lot of publicity to let people know that this is still going on. There are still threats to the president. There are still unanswered questions to the two assassination attempts that he did have.
Sure. And you know, I hate to say this, Rob, and by no means am I saying that this is the case. But unfortunately, when the media got a hold of this unfortunate attack on the governor's residence in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, it took a lot of attention away from the fact that this Mr. Satan, this psycho here in my backyard in Butler County, was seemingly preparing for an attack on our president or on his administrative officials. And you're absolutely right. We're not getting the attention there. But that's why it's so important that folks like you, Rob, and I are keeping this fresh on the memories of individuals and taking it a step further, not just highlighting what Sean Monper just did, but taking it back to making sure that the American public does not forget about what occurred here in Butler County on July 13th, what occurred in Mar-a-Lago when the president's life was put in jeopardy again by a would-be assassin. And we need to keep talking about these things because the American public, President Trump, Cory Compratore's family, and everybody who's endured and witnessed this political violence deserve answers.
Now, this recent arrest out there by this individual, it looks like acting U.S. Attorney Troy Rivetti is charged this individual. How has the community there, your local community, your hometown, dealt with this after dealing with the attempted assassination of a president? That, listen, I know we've discussed this, but if for any reason that would have turned out different in July, we would be living in a different world right now. But your community is still recovering from that. There are still family members of the individuals like Corey who were killed during this event that are still grasping, you know, that. And then to have this happen right in their backyards again, you know, how's your community doing?
Sadly, Rob, we are still healing as a community, and you're absolutely right. There were a ton of people there, and no one more than Cory Compratore's family who are still trying to get out of the tragedy and the horror of that day, the loss of that day. And just real quickly, I'll just tell you, you know, my sister, my little sister, 10 years younger than me, I brought her to that rally with me that day. And after that, she said, this must have been what you felt like when you were in Afghanistan fighting. And to hear her say those words, I realized that the effects of that day were going to reverberate well past just President Trump nearly passing away or Cory Compratore nearly passing away. We have thousands, tens of thousands of people, millions actually, across the world who were affected by this in a negative way. So what just happened with Sean Monper's threats and his plans to assassinate the president and his agents and officials is sadly just icing on the cake for a community like ours that's still reeling from what happened in July 13th. And so we're trying our best to get out from the ugliness of that day. But what's really sad, Rob, is that in the last few weeks, we have seen angry, I don't know how else I could describe them, but angry mobs of Democrats coming out en masse to stage protests that, quite honestly, I think are very inappropriate. Look, I'm all for protecting freedom of speech. I'm a veteran. I swore an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution, and I appreciate political discourse, but the messaging that I'm seeing on the signs held by these people, the things that they are yelling at drivers and motorists passing by, to include, I'm told, Allison Compratore, who is the subject of some really awful commentary from some of these protesters, virtually celebrating the death of her father, is so disgusting. And it's something that we're dealing with here in Butler County. And I think we're all looking for a way in which we can not just combat it, right, but to put an end to it and see if we can't find some humanity in one another so that we can get back to the business of having political discourse with respect to one another as not just human beings, but as fellow Americans, and that we all want what's best for our communities.
And I'm glad you brought up, you know, your effect by being there during this time where the attempted assassination took place and how that affected you personally. I mean, we both know and are good friends with Sean Parnell, who's now serving alongside our Secretary of Defense, because, you know, it gave him a drive to serve again, to bring this nation together, to defend this nation against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So, you know, I appreciate you for all you've done in serving in our military and serving as the mayor of Slippery Rock.
Thank you, Rob. And let me say, too, that, you know, I'm lucky to be able to be in lockstep with individuals like Sean, who sat next to my wife and I that day, who helped me to attend to some folks who were wounded. You know, we helped some folks there in that time. And let me say, too, that, you know, working with Sean in that capacity and all Americans and neighbors who were there that day, just to see us come together in that moment where typically you would expect people to look for reasons to do harm to one another. We found each other's humanity in that moment. And so it's my hope that we can use that experience to translate into the broader community here so that we can really start to heal and pull this country together and get back to serving one another.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you came on today to highlight this, because I'm getting text messages from here in Northeast Pennsylvania saying it's actually the first time they're hearing about this Mr. Satan guy. So, you know, I'm glad we're getting the word out. Let's share more on the news reports from that area on this arrest and what's going on with it, and so people can follow it, that it's going on. Now, on that note of rebuilding and bringing this nation back together, Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, you still got one of the biggest flags out there flying at one of your parks?
That's right. We have the largest and highest flying American flag flying above our community in 130 square miles of Slippery Rock. So we're very proud of that. And I do believe that that's one of those things that we can use to really pull a community together and help to foster a sense of not just hometown pride, but national pride and recognizing one another as fellow Americans.
Well, maybe it's time now that the Pennsylvania weather is kind of subsiding a little bit. Well, it's at least throwing it out like lotto numbers now, 62, 13, 24, 73. Maybe it's time for an event there. You know, I'll come out on the weekend and we'll do something to bring the community together. And we don't care who you are, Democrat, Republican, independent, you know, we're all American. And maybe it's time we all stand under that flag and remember that.
That's a great idea, Rob, and I would love to partner with you on something like that. It would be a beautiful testament to the camaraderie and the friendship that we do share, the respect that we do share as fellow Americans together. So thank you for that suggestion.
All right. And again, we're speaking to Mayor John David Longo, Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania mayor, a Marine, someone who's served our nation on more than one occasion and continues to serve the people of Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. Mayor Longo, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
All right.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.